Master? Are you asleep? What do you mean you are asleep? Of course you're not. You just answered me. I may be a cat girl, but I'm not dumb. Is everything okay, Master? Why is Master awake still? You've been moving around a lot. Is something on your mind? Is it okay if I cuddle with Master? Thank you. Thank you, Master, for taking me in. I know Master is allergic to cats, but you still took me in anyways. And I really love Master for that. That's why I want Master to tell me. Tell me what's been on your mind, so it can make you feel better. Can Master do that for me? For your little kitty? Okay. So what's been bothering you, Master? Oh no. It's okay, Master. I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me cuddle you more. I didn't purr. That was just your imagination, okay, Master? It's going to be okay, Master. Elle is going to tell you a story, okay? Oh, of course, I'm a great storyteller. Shush. Alright. So, there once was a little kitty who was lost. They don't remember where they were born or what's happened to them. All their memories lost. Each day, they would try so hard to find food to eat, to find a place to sleep, to avoid anything bad. They were terrified and scared of the whole world. Until this wonderful person showed up. Well, of course the kitty was scared. Yeah. The kitty scratched the person and they started sneezing. Oh, so much. She's never seen anything like it before. And she was curious. curious to why this human wanted to feed this poor kitty, even though they were allergic to cats. So she allowed him to take her in. The human gave the kitty food, a place to sleep every night, warm blankets, and also the human gave the kitty a lot of love. So, even though things may seem really sad, and it may seem like you're not getting anywhere, or that life is really tiring and very slow, I know that that's just the beginning. Okay, things will get better for you. Just like how you made my life better for me. I wish I could do the same for you. So I want you to trust me more. Lean on to me more. Well, not too much because you're allergic to me. But it's gotten a lot better lately. It's not like I put some of my cat fur in your pillowcase, so you'd get used to me faster. What? I didn't say anything. I love Nestor too. I love Nestor so much. Yeah. Don't pet my ears. They're ticklish. Okay. Stop. Well, I want Master to be happy. It makes El sad when Master is sad. And when Master is angry, El is angry at whoever made Master angry. All the emotions Master feel, El feels too. So, if you have a hard time feeling happy, can you feel happy for me? Because I know how much Master loves El. And I love Master just as much. No, I'm not crying. Okay, maybe a little bit. I just don't want Master to carry all this burden alone. I know sometimes you don't tell me things because you're afraid that I would think Master... I'm sorry. You're afraid that I may think of you differently, but I won't. I'm not sure that you know, but I know Master a lot more than he thinks. Well, could just lay in the sun all day. I'm watching you while I do it. It's not like I'm just laying there doing nothing. I'm laying there thinking about you, watching you, observing you, everything you do, all the expressions you make. I know a lot about Master. I know Master's been really stressed. So, I want Master to rely on me more. I want Master to be more honest with me. So I can make Master feel better. You'll do that from here on out? That makes Elle really happy. I love Master so much. Master means so much to me. Without Master, I wouldn't even know what I'd be doing right now, or even if I'd be alive. You saved me, Master. You really did. I love you. I love you so much, Master. Thank you so much for taking care of me. Now it's my turn to take care of Master. Oh, what do you mean I should be the one taking care of right now? Hey, these are like happy tears, okay? Because you said you trust me a lot now. You'll be more honest with me, okay? All right. Okay, we're gonna start. Tomorrow, I'm going to cook you breakfast for the first time. And it's gonna be really tasty. It's gonna be tuna with that black flaky stuff you put on it over the stove. Yeah, or raw. No, raw's better. I love it raw. What do you mean humans are supposed to cook it? Are you saying that cats are superior than humans because we could eat it raw? Nope, that's what she said. Yeah, maybe you should eat raw fish. Maybe that would help with that. And then maybe you'll be more superior than cats. Wait, no. Or the same amount of superiority. Yes. Fine, yes, we're a different species. Okay. Alright, genius. Fine. I'll have you teach me then. Yeah? Can you please teach me how to cook for you? Ooh, what do you mean I'm gonna burn the house down? Hey, I may be the first ever cat girl to cook for their owner, but I can do it. I know I can. Please? Can you let Elle cook for you? Okay, thank you. I love you, Master. Yeah. What else can I do for Master? I could give Master head pats. Does Master like that? Like this? So I know. Master does this to me all the time. It feels so good. Are you feeling good, Master? How about if I scratch behind your ears? Oh, what do you mean it tickles? It's supposed to feel good. How about if I lick it? Master, why'd you get all quiet? What's wrong? Did you not like it when I licked your ears? Should I do the other side? Master, what is it? It's nothing? Okay. Alright, next time I'll do it when I can actually see you. But I think you forgot. Cats can see in dark, so. Of course, I'm teasing you. I see you blushing. I know it's so cute. So you like getting your ears licked, huh, Master? Maybe I should do it more often then. Hey, what are you doing? Are you trying to look at my ears? No, you can't. My ears are more sensitive than yours. No, I don't like it. No, I stop. You're so mean, Master. You're such a bully. How can you use my secret weapon against me? I was the one who started doing the earwigs. Now what can I do? Okay, tomorrow, you're gonna be making breakfast for me. And your own breakfast. Nope. I'm not making breakfast for you anymore. Because you're being mean to me. Nope. Well, hey, you can't look at me like that with puppy eyes. Your eyes are supposed to be closed right now. You're supposed to be sleeping. Fine, I'll make breakfast for you. But only if you sleep. I like it when Master takes care of themselves. Makes me happy to know that you're taking care of yourself and you're being the best version of yourself you can be. Yeah? What do you mean you want me to keep complimenting you? Was I complimenting you? What do I say? I like your butt. Hey! I'm being honest. Okay, fine. I love your smile. I love it when your eyes curl. And I love your chuckles when you laugh. I love that you like to put me first, even though I want you to take care of yourself. Just, you care too much about me and you need to stop doing that, okay? but I love it. I love that you care about me a lot, and you make me feel special. I love Nestor so much. I hope Nestor can sleep well tonight. I want you to sleep with me. I'm getting sleepy too. I love you too. Good night, Mister.